It is.
And my watch shows that we still have 50 seconds before it's 9:30.
Oh, there's extras. It is now 9:30.
Just now showing it's 9:30 also. So we can start with roll call, please, and good morning.
Director Cox?
Being fussy over here.
Perfect. Present. Director Hoffman.
Here.
Chair Page.
I'm here.
Directors in remote, we have Limbaugh, West, Ramirez, and Raleigh. Staff in the boardroom, we have General Manager Adnan Anabtawi and Lauren Warren.
Thank you. Now we're on to item number two, and we're going to look to approve the agenda.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, so that's approved. Then on to item number three, approve the meeting summary from the last meeting of December 9th. All good there. Okay, now the finance reports, directors, fees and expenses, financial statements, investment package.
We have no additional verbal reports on this. Those have been included in your packet, but we're happy to take any questions you have.
Good with it.
Okay. Number five, discuss adopting of resolution number 1179-26 of the Mojave Water Agency Board of Directors establishing the pricing of the state water project for IDM and Antelope Valley East Kern Water Agency, AVEC, and for regional recharge and recovery pipeline, our cubed power costs for the period of July 2nd, 2026 through June 30th, 2027. I am kind of curious. I may have never noticed why it's not July 1 and not July 2. And has that been in the past? Is it because it's a weekend?
No, that looks like it's a mistake. It should be July 1.
Okay.
We'll correct that for the board.
No, I was just wondering. Yeah. It just seemed odd.
It'd be for the fiscal year 27. And I will just...
staff report says July 1.
Oh, it doesn't. Yeah. Okay.
We'll just wanted to introduce this item briefly. We do this each and every year. Of course, the rate setting for our water imported rate. You'll see three items. They're related. They all sort of build on each other. And so Lauren is going to walk through a slide deck to talk about the rate setting process and the recommendation. But of course, there are three separate resolutions. So we'll, if you don't mind, we'll go through just formally through each of those when reading the staff recommendation, and that's how it'll also be presented at the board meeting. With that, Lauren, take it away.
Good morning. So again, this is for items 5, 6, and 7, and we will be walking through each resolution and taking a vote separately. So as part of the upcoming budget, staff is proposing to establish the customer water rates for fiscal year 2027 and water year 24-25 for Watermaster. This includes two line items in the annual budget. We have water sales of about $6.6 million and the reliability assessment of about $3.1 million. The goal is that customers that benefit pay water rates that cover the cost associated with bringing water to the service area on a long-term break-even basis as customers demand and the cost of water can significantly fluctuate year over year. To help with the volatility and minimize rate shock, the agency has set a target reserve balance of $2 million and that target is still being met. Therefore, it is proposed to keep the base variable rate unchanged from the prior year. And this includes the variable DWR charges and the reliability charge. There are proposed increases in the rates for the power cost for IDM and R-cubed based on actual Edison usage and ongoing historical increases in the power cost.
Lauren, can you go back to the last slide? I'm just going to make my commentary on this. It's important that everyone know, first off, that the customers that use the R-cube, they pump their FPA first, so they don't encounter these until and unless they exceed their FPA and begin purchasing State Water Project from the agency. That's one of the huge benefits of the R-cube project and why I think it might be good for us to look at extending that pipeline to other areas in the future. That is my soapbox.
Appreciate that. Water master rates are also proposed to remain unchanged. 2 water years of projections are calculated for planning purposes using increases of 2% on the lower end and 10% on the upper end. While referencing Mojave's current infrastructure assets balance, net of annual depreciation using a depreciation period of 30 years, the construction water rates delivery cost is also proposed to remain unchanged. So again, I will read each one of these independently and we will take a separate vote. So if there are any questions, now is a good time.
Oh, can you go back to the last slide? On the DWR delivery costs from the Delta, what is the difference between what we get and the West Branch? Because I know we pay the power costs getting it over the mountains to us.
I don't know if we can rattle it off the top of my head. I can at least. I know they're in their B tables. We can bring it back, but I'm sure it's significantly less because there is a big cost we incur at Edmundston. Okay. I think the Edmundston adds probably around, if I were to say, around 150 per acre foot, maybe up to 200.
So quite an offset there. It's just a shame we can't capitalize on any hydropower on this side to help offset that.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is we're sort of the top of the system. And
yep.
Yeah, we try to do it. We do, of course, with our hydropower station at Deep Creek. But yeah, I hear you.
Thank you, Lauren.
Any other questions? All right, so staff requests the committee review these items and recommend forwarding them to the board of directors for approval of the following. Staff recommends the Board of Directors adopt the following resolutions to establish the water rates for the period of July 1, 2026 through June 30, 2027. Resolution 1179-26, establishing the pricing of State Water Project for IDM and Antelope Valley East Kern Water Agency, or AVEC, and power costs for Regional Recharge and Recovery Pipeline, or R-cubed.
Move it on to the board.
What's the thoughts?
Talked about it.
I can tell Kimberly those thinking about it.
Well, you know, the water master rates, I don't know, there may be some public comments for that. Public can always pull it from consent, but it's something we deal with every year.
This was done fairly quickly. This should not be an extremely long item. So I'm going with you, Kimberly. Let's leave it as let's put it on for a discussion item for everyone to see it. And hopefully it just goes quick, just like it did with us. So that there's that opportunity, since it's a little bit more in depth. You okay with that, Kathy?
Sure.
Okay. OK, Okay, so we need to vote on each one of these individually as, okay. So item number five, the 1179-26, I'm not gonna read it all. We're all in agreement. It's gonna go to the board for a vote, so it's, we're all yeses, okay? Item number six, 1180-26, same thing. We're all in agreement. It's going to the board for final approval.
Do we have presentations on those? In the same thing?
Okay. Yeah, that's why I was in agreement that we do it the same way. If I didn't say that, that's what I meant. And same with resolution 1181-26. We're all voting for it. I'm getting signs of yes, and then it would go, and then again, wrapped into one presentation. Okay. Very good. That was quick. That was easy. Thank you for putting it together like that. And we are quickly on to number eight, public participation.
There is none.
None. Okay. And that means we're on to the general manager's report.
No additional report. Well, what I will say is that we're getting closer and closer to budgeting for budget period, not budget period, budget era for next next fiscal year. So you'll start to see that cycle come around. We do have planned a budget to, well, remind me, Lauren, what's the cadence of the upcoming presentations on current year's budget, as well as what we're going to be doing for draft? I mean, basically, we're getting into that season, so that will be the majority of what you hear at PFST for the remainder of the
fiscal. I'm just going to jump in. Historically, we've started in February.
Yes.
So in February, so next month, we're bringing the mid-year budget update for fiscal 26, and we are also kicking off our priority project outcomes to prioritize what will be in the FY27 budget. And similar to last year, we'll be bringing a high-level revenues in March, and as well as expenses in March, April, May timeframe. I have it laid out that we have plenty of time to bring it back either, you know, multiple times for multiple reviews. So that'll kind of dictate whether we go for approval in May or June.
Yep. So we shoot for a May draft that can be potentially adopted by. So we have multiple check-in times or periods. We can then take it back, revise, and bring back. So we do have to, of course, adopt by June, have a functioning budget for the fiscal year.
Again, historically, we've generally approved. We've seen it enough times that we approve it in May, but have that buffer month. And I think we needed that last year just because things were changing. But it'd be nice if we got back to that and had that. But again, that's why we build in an extra month. Any other comments on that piece of the general manager's report? What else do you have?
That concludes my reports. Thank you.
My goodness. Okay. Now for committee members, do you have comments or discussion items for next or future agendas?
No.
Okay. Wow. It is 9:42 and we're adjourned.
That's a record.
Yeah. For this committee. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Continue our...